This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل الذكر والحث عليه والحث عليه يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous in the chapter of the virtue of dhikr, remembering Allah and calling people and encouraging others to do so. عن معاذ رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذه بيده وقال يا معاذ والله إني لأحبك فقال أوصيك يا معاذ لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة أن تقول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Mu'adh ibn Jabal narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took hold of my hand and said, O Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. So I advise you to never forget to recite after every prayer, O Allah, help me remember. O Allah, help me remember you, to be grateful to you, and to worship you in an excellent manner. This is a beautiful hadith, and it has a beautiful sequence to it, and it's Rabbani. It is, mashallah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal firstly mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a hold of my hand. So this is a means and a way of teaching. We see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Ibn Umar, he grabbed him by his shoulders and he told him to be in this world as though you are a stranger or a wayfarer. So the physical touch has an effect when trying to get a message across, particularly if the person that is touching that person to teach them is known to be beloved. So fathers, mothers, when you want to get a message across and you want it to be something that has a huge effect on them, touching them on their shoulder or patting them on the chest or whatever is culturally known to express love, affection, importance of what is about to be said, should embark upon that. The Prophet ﷺ grabbed him by his hands and he said, O Mu'adh, inni la'uhibbuk, verily I love you. And in the English translation is not sufficient. Because in the Arabic, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Mu'adh, wallahi, inni la uhibbuk. In the Arabic language, there's different ways to express surety or emphasis or intensity of the moment or of the emotion. So the first thing he did is he swore by Allah. He said, Oh Mu'adh, I swear by Allah. And then he said, that really, verily, I love you so much. Like we say, wal asr, innal insana la fi khusr. Left, the lamb here means verily or surely. It's a lamb of tawqid, they call it in Arabic. The lamb of surety. So Allah is saying in the chapter of Asr, by the time, verily mankind will definitely, lamb, la fi khusr. Definitely is at a loss. So the Prophet ﷺ told Mu'adh, verily, I love you so much. Oh, I swear by Allah, I love you so much. Let's just stop here, fathers, particularly fathers. When's the last time we told our children that we love them? Now, in certain cultures, we don't do that. Right? But I'm here to say, that's not the sunnah. A companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, verily, I have 11 children. I don't kiss any of them. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell him? مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Whoever does not show mercy is not shown mercy to them. Subhanallah. Well, in my culture, this is عيب. Or in my culture, this is, we don't do this. Well, طيب, you don't do it, but the Prophet ﷺ did it. And it may require us as older fathers, grandfathers, to dig deep inside of ourselves and see what do we really value the most. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, therefore it being universal across the board for any culture. So when he did this, he said, Oh Allah, oh Mu'adh, I love you so much. And then he gave him useful advice that many of us probably just said a couple of moments ago. And it is three things as follows. Oh Allah, help me remember you. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Just a small latifa that I want to touch on here. This particular is so many benefits in this. The first thing you said, Oh Allah, a'inni. Right? So a'inni is assist me and help me. So what's interesting is that everything that comes after it is a means of you remembering Allah and mentioning the greatness of Allah through different means and ways and manifestations. But you firstly need the help of Allah to praise Allah. Just think about that. You need Allah's help in order to praise Him. This is why in the adhan, when you hear Hayya ala salah, la hawla wa la quwwata. La hawla means there is no transition from sitting to standing. And that requires quwwah, strength. There is no transition nor strength except with Allah. So you coming to the masjid, when you're, come to the prayer. I can't come to the prayer unless I have strength to transition. But that's not except with billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So here, he's asking, he said, A'inni, to assist me upon what? Being thankful. Oh Allah, help me and assist me for being thankful to you. SubhanAllah, just think of that. Just ponder over that. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika, to remember you, to be mindful of you. Wa shukrika, and to be thankful. Wa husni ibadatik. And I just want to touch on one point and then we'll finish. It is the actual process of doing worship. You have to remember Allah, then be thankful to Him of what you remember of Him, whatever it may be. And from that remembrance, it pushes you to do something. Dhikrika, to remember you. Shukrika, to be thankful to you. How can I be thankful? How can I be thankful? Husnul ibadah. And you say this right after the salah, as a matter of fact. Right after I'm done with husn ibadah, O Allah, make me between dhuhr and asr to remember you and to be thankful to you. And when it comes to asr, even before that, to worship you and worship you in an excellent way. Husn ibadatik. So that's a small latifa that we want to remember. This beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that he gave to Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He grabbed him by his hand, showing the method of teaching with contact, and then also the expression with the physical and also with the verbal of saying that he loved them. Expression is emotional intelligence. And then after that, the beautiful dua of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist you in remembering him, to therefore be thankful, to ultimately end in good worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that worship him. Fi sirran wa alaniya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any of our shortcomings and not make that our final mosir to where He is displeased with us. Ya Rabbil Alameen, ugfir lana min dhunubina wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Oh Allah, help the weak and destitute all over the world. Help our brothers and sisters in Gaza and all over the world, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wat'im ja'i'ahum, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And feed those that are hungry and nourish those that are thirsty, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But most importantly, Ya Rabbil Alameen, nourish them with the nourishment of Iman. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barakla nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.